Get in their horses and say, and shall still appear.
Yeah. Yeah, for budget.
Put our own on there too, that makes it budget.
Alright, I know we should have some of it, but just put the others on the top, they're all satisfied with the voters and the, you know, people like that.
The big problem is birds, you know, the fact that people, we could try and smuggle them in and out, but if Mrs. Burns says Arthur's a camp David or something, we got a problem.
Well, I guess you're right. Suppose we gotta take him on this tour.
Well, we've already told him we can scratch it and say we're gonna meet here instead. Question is, do you wanna leave Arthur bouncing around Washington all weekend?
No, we want Arthur there.
Oh, okay.
If you don't understand, that's why we're taking this on.
I understand.
I can't understand, but unless he, because otherwise he'll talk, because you're already getting him up there, silence, and that's why we're gonna take him as far as.
I know.
To keep shut.
What?
Location, I like that. Just have Arthur go in the other helicopter. I don't want him riding with me. I don't think it's necessary. Do you?
No.
Or does it make difference?
What I'm wondering is if maybe the lowest key thing is to have the quadriad meeting and say you ask the quadriad to come on up and join you at Camp David for budget discussions or something.
Yeah.
That gets the principal people up there under a
car and then big Arthur with me then.
Cover, and then we should be able to
change. Slight logistical change. Rather than dog putting in first so that I don't have the traffic of people conversing. So, you see what I mean?
Yep.
Just keep first for me and keep the others up.
About the NSC meeting today, Mr. President.
Right.
What I thought, just Laird wants to present his defense budget, and I have to tell you, I failed in getting him to do it the way we wanted. If you agree, I could start by raising a number of the unsolved issues of defense. Schultz agrees very much that it needs to be done, that come out of our meetings.
I'm calling you first.
And then let Laird present the budget. And I've worked out with Packard and Schultz that he, so if you would reserve a decision.
I'm going to reserve.
We will work it out so that it comes out in the framework that we can handle without a tax increase. And in which you can, but we can then tell them certain things that need to be done. Everybody agrees that we can't go down to a division and a third in the Pacific.
Well, the main thing, Henry, that they're not fighting is the Air Force.
Right.
I read your paper here, for God's sakes, these wings for defense and all that sort of thing, I know it's basic, and if the Air Force is too good, it's just very dangerous.
Yes, but then, if we go down, I talked to Rogers and to Alex Strauss and everyone else, if we go down to a third of a division in Korea next year, there's just going to be a political explosion there and in Japan, and we ought to sell that to the Chinese over a period of 2 to 3 years. Rather than do it unilaterally.
I agree.
I mean, these are things we don't.
Your paper was very, very persuasive. I'm not going to say this. I'm working on something else.
Right.
I just turned the thing over.
Now, one other thing Laird is going to raise that I wanted to warn you about.
Right.
We have ordered him to keep the sortie rate in Vietnam high. Now, he's going to say this has to come out of the force structure. I wouldn't argue with him unless you feel inclined to. The reason is it doesn't have to come out of the force structure. He had always budgeted for forces that are larger in Vietnam than the ones we've actually got there. He's projected a smaller withdrawal rate. And then he hides the savings. So he's got lots of savings that he plays with and that Schultz and I are trying to find out what he does with. And we can handle this administratively, and of course you and I know we have no intention of staying at that rate anyway. But it's better that he shows it in his budget because it's a good threat. And if we let him move off it, he'll move too many planes out of there. But I just want you to be aware of it. If it comes up so that you know what the issue is. And, think that the other one I've mentioned to you, when he wanted to move the A1s out of Thailand, those are the main that planned. And that's already been done, so there's no... it's an unbelievable situation. Rogers won't be there. He still has his eye trouble. It's nothing serious. I just talked to him. It's just a burst blood vessel. He thought for a while it was a retina thing, but it's clear now it isn't.
Good, good.
And he just feels he looks so bad that he doesn't want to to appeal again.
Okay. Start that problem.
the other side of it is, if he says something, that makes a bigger thing out of it than...
Yeah. All right, all right.
The thing is, what can we say that... See, they know you were going to meet with Barker today. If you were to say that was a quadrant, that you're going to meet at Camp David instead because you want to spend some time going over the budget, overall budget, that's what you know, wrapped up your hearings with the NSC this morning. The easiest track to throw off on is the budget, it seems to me. Whether Arthur fits into that or not is problematic.
Yeah.
I don't know why not. You want to review the budget with the quadriad, and then you're going to spend the weekend going, getting the budget stuff organized.
There's a yes.
Yeah.
They stay as long as they want. Maybe they come back. Maybe they make tennis. Maybe they hunt.
Right.
Maybe they
fish.
Right. That's my point. That's why I want to figure it out. They've got 3 hours this morning. They've got 4 hours after. That's what I mean.
Never.
No, I think maybe studies all that quadriad is a good idea.
You moved your quadriad height to Camp David because it's such a nice weekend.
It's a nice weekend. So I
just thought they would like the chance.
I'm glad that they can't take it. I'm not inviting them for the weekend.
No,
I haven't been that stretch. I'm up there for a quadriad meeting. You can't take it. Fine, we'll do it. And Arthur, you go and put the whole ball of parts on my
helicopter. The quadriad.
If you would, tell Price that Actually, you're right. I can speak to you at any time after this pause. Raw man technique. And both of them had both rewritten down to 1,000 words using straw man stuff. They say that this is a goddamn true lie. And that, see what I mean? Particularly in the BMW thing. And the BMW thing, to pick up the rocker guy's speech about a little of that. They could try a little of that on both of those. Try to do one of these straw man things. Because there are no cheer lines in the BMW speech. And you've got to put 3 or 4 in it. I mean, I Word Price, he just doesn't believe in it, you see. And he knocks the others out and don't have to speak.
Fully taken care of, and I assume they'll be working, but if they're not, we can have a lease for them at night over at Borrow. Everything else they work.
Maybe that's swimming pool, if you want to take some.
They go take the pools, swim, tennis, or.
If you would drop the price a little bit. See if we can get another whack at this, and I'll have it for you Tuesday morning. I won't be able to look at the contact, and that's my problem.
I want to keep Juicy fairly clear.
Tell me, could you do one other thing on Wednesday? Would it be possible at this point to knock the tarp off or our
bed announce?
For the sort of this naturally isn't possible. Well, then can we avoid a whole hell of a lot of dinner or anything with Martin or anything?
There is nothing. You arrive at the park and you're absolutely either 5 o'clock, 5:30,
absolutely all my time.
You'll have it.
Prepared, but see, I'm not going to be able to do any preparation for any of this stuff between now and I'm going to be blocked out until Tuesday morning, see?
Yeah. So if you're clear on the park thing, you get there, go right to your cabin, house there, and you have nothing.